Surprise, surprise. Today, I discern by the Spirit of God that many of us are about to step into out-of-the-blue blessings. It's a particular verbiage that the Lord has shared with me. Out-of-the-blue blessings. It struck me some months ago. I've been meditating upon, been setting it aside, waiting until the right time, waiting until the moment of release, waiting until people were ready to put their faith on it and see it. Because if you can see it, you can have it. I said, out of the blue blessings are coming in this season for those who believe, but you got to believe. You must believe the word of the Lord. You must believe the prophets so that you can prosper. You must believe that he is going to do what he said he is going to do. You must believe it in order to receive it. God told Abraham, look up at the stars, count them if you can, so shall your descendants be. If you can see it, you can have it. I say out of the blue blessings are brewing in the spirit. God is preparing to pour out blessings that you cannot contain. Will you see it? Will you believe it? If you can see it, you can have it. Seeing is believing, but we walk by faith and not by sight. So you might not see it yet in the natural. You might not see any signs that there's out of the blue blessings on the way. You might not see any evidence that out of the blue blessings are away. But believe the prophets and you shall prosper. Faith is the evidence. Faith is the substance. Faith is the assurance of what you're hoping for. So let me get your hope up today. If you can't believe just yet, let me get your hopes up today. Maybe you've been through a rough season where there was out of the blue attacks, out of the blue persecution, out of the blue devastation, out of the blue demotions. But I'm telling you, it's time to believe God because he is in control and your blessings were not lost. They've been preserved and reserved for you. Maybe you missed it in the last season. Maybe there was too much warfare to take advantage of the opportunity that was right at the tip of your fingers. God has not done away with the blessing he stored up with you. There is a Kairos time and it's coming back around. Maybe you missed it in the last season. Maybe you didn't discern the will of the Lord. Maybe you didn't understand the signs of the time. Maybe you didn't understand or recognize his leadership, how he was trying to order your steps and you went a different way. But that's okay. The out of the blue blessings are still preserved and reserved for you. God wastes nothing. He wastes nothing. He wastes nothing. The enemy didn't steal it. He didn't consume it. God still has the blessing for you. He still has it. It's still secure. It's still intact. It's in his hand. And he's ready to release it to those who shall believe. I just see it. I just see it. I just see it so clearly. I wish I could get you to see it. Because if you see it, if you can see it, you can have it. This is Jennifer LeClaire, and this is Mornings with the Holy Spirit, pressing in daily to the power and presence of God. Let me just remind you guys, I love you so much. I'm glad that you're here. This is one of my favorite parts of the day, is praying for you. I want to pray for you today. I want to encourage you. If this is your first time, say first time. If it's your first time, it won't be your last time. God's going to open your eyes today. You're going to be encouraged. You're going to be strengthened. You're going to be, God is going to pour some things out. Believe him for what you need. This is corporate prayer. Track with me as I track with God. Follow me as I follow the Holy Spirit, and we'll see great things. You can't come into the presence of God without finding change. You might not immediately discern it, but you're going to see it. It's going to happen. God has not left you. He's not forsaken you. He's not forgotten about the promises that he made to you. All of his promises are yes and amen, and the out of the blue blessings are on the way. They're closer than you think. Come on, who wants to go with me? Come on in, guys. Let me know where you're coming in from, what city, what nation. I like this. Come on. Good morning, Jenny, Violet. God bless you, Paul, Veronica, Kelly. God bless you. Come on in, guys. Keep talking to me. Drop those hashtags for me. Hashtag Jennifer LeClaire. Hashtag Mornings with the Holy Spirit. Make sure you spell my name right there. It's always helpful. Amen. To know who you're dealing with. Know who you're talking to. Know who's praying for. Amen. Good morning, Lancaster. It's early in the morning there. Julie Jones. My goodness. It's early in the morning there. These are some diehard, dedicated prayer warriors on the broadcast. Where's my Awakening Prayer Hubs leaders? Go ahead and shout out awakeninghubs.com. Join the movement. We're in 70 nations. 70 nations. My God, my God, my God. I would have believed it when we started this project, when we got the word of the Lord to launch out. I never would have imagined it. My faith wasn't there, but now my faith is high. I'm believing for Awakening Prayer Hubs in every nation of the earth. Amen. Every nation of the earth, every tongue, every tribe, every nation. God wants to see revival. God is pouring out his spirit now on college campuses and in churches. Something spectacular is happening in our midst. This is the time to pray like never before, responding to God's invitation for awakening, revival, salvation. We must respond. We must discern what God, is doing in the earth in this moment, what is happening, and we must get hungry to see the same in our lives, in our cities, in our churches. And it always happens in the context of prayer. Revival is always preceded by prayer. Always, 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 always. It never happens spontaneously. It happens because of the cries of God's people. I need about 150 of you to go over there right now and sign up to lead a prayer hub. God qualified. We eat you, Awakening Prayer Hubs. We've been contending for almost 6 years for awakening and revival. So when we see these outpourings, when we see these breakouts, when we see these outbursts, it thrills our hearts because that's why we're here. That is our mission. That is our vision, to pray for awakening, revival, souls saved in the nations of the earth. And we're seeing some first fruits and it's thrilling. Be part of what God's doing in the earth right now. Whatever your nation you're in, God wants to bring revival. Don't wait anymore. Your prayers could tip over the bowls. Your prayers could be your next prayer could be what sparks revival and awakening. Let me prayer disciple you. Let me equip you. Get on over there to awakeningprayerhubs.com. Remember to do it. Remember to do it. Amen. Come on in, guys. Share this quickly. Share it on your timelines. Share it on via Messenger. Share it on Twitter. Retweet it. Ping, poke, prod. Do what you got to do. Tag somebody. We got to get this going. I'm running over on my monologue this morning because I'm fired up. I'm ready to see revival in your city. I need some intercessors to stand with me. Come on. Let me cover you as you go in. Let me shield you from that warfare. We stand together. Hashtag we stand together. In just a minute, we're going to launch the broadcast, the official broadcast. Yeah, seems like my earbuds have died for no reason. They're brand new and I hear it powered down. I have no idea what's going on. No idea if my headphones are working. No idea what's going on. They were fully charged. The devil's a liar. He's messing. Yep, there it goes. Jesus. There it goes. Jesus, there it goes. Jesus, oh Lord, help us, Lord, today. We're going to start, we're going to do the roll in. This becomes a broadcast over on YouTube. You can watch the replays. You can watch the replays at youtube.com/Jennifer LeClaire Ministries. And you can get ready to start. We're going to read today from Victory Decrees, Daily Prophetic Strategies for Spiritual Warfare Victory. Then we're going to lift up the name of Jesus. We're going to begin to pray without ceasing. We never know what's going to happen, what God is going to do, how he's going to move, but we know he's going to respond to the sound of our voice. We know it's true. We know it's going to happen because he delights in the prayers of the righteous. And you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. So we're going to pray. And we're going to get into our segment on Out of the Blue Blessings. Amen. We're going to get into that segment and it's going to be good. It's going to encourage you. It's going to lift up your faith. Many of you have been through tough seasons. You've been through hard times. You've been through devastation, but that doesn't mean there's not a blessing in the storm. God works all things together for the good. He takes what the enemy meant for evil and he turns it for good. I've seen it over and over and over in my life and the lives of others. So let's get cranked up here. Let's do this. I need 450 of you to share this quickly so we can start.
Did you share it? If you shared, say, I'm ready. If you've not shared, you're not ready. Come on, I've got some passion today. I'd rather not waste it on the lukewarm saints. Go ahead and tell your neighbor to wake up and get up and pray up. Come on, let's do this. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Good morning, everyone. Jennifer LeClaire here with you, senior leader of the Awakening House of Prayer Global Movement. This is Mornings with the Holy Spirit, pressing in daily to the power and presence of God. Let me just prophesy to you, something good is going to happen to you today. Today's broadcast is brought to you by the Elijah Company Intensive for Prophets and Prophetic People. Listen, I finally sent out an email because many of you who signed up in the past didn't immediately sign up. I sent out a public email yesterday. At this point, we're about halfway full. So please do not wait any longer. If you want to get into this true, deep, intense training for prophets, listen, it's going to stretch you. It's going to affirm you. It's going to challenge you. It's going to encourage you. You're going to know that you know that you know what you're walking in, and you're going to get equipped to do it. Amen. You don't need more classes on how to hear the voice of God if you're a prophet or a highly prophetic person. It's a given that you know how to hear God, but how do you walk in that? How do you keep it together? How do you become that ambassador for Christ? How do you walk worthy of that calling? Amen. How do you step into the prophetic? How do you do these things? Let me teach you. I've been doing this for over 20 years, and I'm ready to share this wisdom with you. Check it out, globalpropheticcenter.com. It's the Elijah Company Intensive. It's just around the corner. Don't wait any longer, because at this rate, it'll be filled up in the next couple of weeks. Amen. Guys, I'm coming to you live from South Florida. Our church, Awakening House of Prayer, is here, and I'm there on Sunday preaching, praying, prophesying, and casting out devils. I'm there on Friday nights and fourth Wednesdays doing prophetic training. Check it out, awakeninghouseofprayer.com. Come on over on Sundays, 10:47 a.m. If you're not in the region, visit us, book a flight, get down here. You're going to love it. Give me a year of your life and apply the word I'm teaching and watch the transformation. Listen, we've got the online campus. You can watch the messages for free every week. Just register. It's over there at ahop.online, ahop.online. You can go deeper with us, become an official Web Church member, get into the virtual healing rooms, prophecy rooms, deliverance rooms, the life group, the virtual prayer line, the virtual pastoral advice. It's all there for you. And I'd love you to be a part of the official Web Church membership. That is ahop.online/webchurch. Guys, the second and third service are different messages, three different messages on Sundays. In the second service, 1:30 p.m., we're in a series on deliverance from family wounds. You're going to watch that at schoolofthespirit.tv/wounds. Go over there, sign up for it now. 4 p.m., there's no worship, straight up teaching. 4 p.m. is nocturnal warfare, battling the demons that battle you at night. And we're going to overcome this. Go over there to schoolofthespirit.tv/nocturnal warfare and get signed up. That is ready for you over there at schoolofthespirit.tv. Guys, today we're going to read from Victory Decrees and Daily Prophetic Strategies for Spiritual Warfare Victory. And today's devotion is titled, wait for it, You Will Beat Down the Mountains. You Will Beat Down the Mountains. And here's what I heard the Lord say. I will make you a new sharp threshing instrument with teeth. You will not only speak to the mountains, you will thrush the mountains and beat them down with the words of your mouth. The Lord says he will make the hills as chaff with the declarations and your proclamations and the prophecies you release into the atmosphere. I have given you an instrument of war called your tongue, says the Lord. I'm going to read that again. I have given you an instrument of war called your tongue, says the Lord. Use it for good and not for evil. Use it to bind the works of darkness, says the Lord. That's a good word right there. Come on, that'll rile you up. You need to get up and just begin to pace the floor and pray in the spirit and say hallelujah. Come on. Scripture references are in the devotional. Pick up your copy of Victory Decrees wherever you find books online. The prayer starter now and the decree. Father, sharpen me and strengthen me and I will serve as your battle axe, your war club, your threshing instrument to tear down enemy opposition. I decree the weapons of God's indignation are active and at work in my spiritual war chest to decimate the wicked one's plans. I declare victory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Father, we give you praise this morning. You are our glorious, victorious warrior God. You are the God who's never lost a battle. You are the God who sees the enemy assignment before he even plans it. You know everything. You see the weapons that are being formed against us before the enemy even sets out to form them. You see everything. You know everything. So we lift up your name, O God. You are the Most High God. Jesus, Yeshua, Yahweh, the bright and morning star, you are the faithful witness. You are not a man that you should lie, nor the son of man that you should repent. You are perfect in all of your ways. Your plans are perfect. Your purposes are perfect. Your ways are perfect. And you have created us in your image to perfect us little by little, from glory to glory. You are perfecting us. You are conforming us into the image of your dear son. And the more we look like Jesus, the more victory we're going to have. We know that the more we look like our Savior, the more security that we're going to experience by knowledge, by understanding. We are secure in you, but sometimes the enemy comes in like a flood and we forget our security. We forget our safety. We forget who we are. The enemy comes to blindside us. But I thank you, Lord, that the enemy cannot blindside you. You see all things. You are the one true living God. Every other God is an idol God. Would you forgive us? Shokotoramashi. Would you forgive us? Would you forgive us, God, for any way in which we have erected idols in our lives? Help us, because those who serve idols, they cannot see, they cannot hear, they cannot speak. They become like the one they serve. Lord, we don't want to be blind to the enemy's attack because we can't see past the idol in our heart. We don't want to be deaf to the enemy coming about, roaming around like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour. We don't want to be deaf to the footsteps of the enemy coming up behind us because we're focused so much on an idol. God, we cast our idols at your feet now in the name of Jesus. Help us to see them. I see that, Lord. The Lord is showing me that some of you, some of us, we don't see what the idol is. We think we're doing the will of God, or we never even bothered to ask God what his will was, and we're just living our lives to please ourselves, to please our spouse, to please our family, to please our pastor. Sometimes we can't see the idols that have been erected in our lives by our own preferences, by our own wants, our own desires. God, would you help us today to see the idols? Help us today to see the stumbling blocks. Help us today to see what we haven't seen before, because we want to see you rightly, and we can't see you when that idol is in the way. I just saw a picture, and it's like God is standing there with open arms. It's like he's waiting. He's saying, come here, my child, come here, come into my presence, hear my voice, understand my will, know my heart, study my emotions, renew your mind with my word. But we can't see him because the idol is blocking the view of our God. We can't see him because the idol has been magnified over our God. We can't see him because the idol has been exalted above our God. We can't see him because we become blind to his presence, because the idol is what we've been chasing. We can't hear him because the idol speaks louder in our lives than the voice of the one true living God. Would you forgive us, God? Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Would you forgive us for allowing these idols to take the place of your heart in our lives? You tell us in your word. Oh, you tell us in your word to seek first the kingdom of God, not what we want, but what you want, not what what we need, but the God who provides all of our needs. We're not supposed to seek out promotion. We're not supposed to seek out, oh Jesus, all of these earthly, worldly, carnal blessings. They become idols. We're chasing after that spouse. We just got to get married. 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 We just got to find that spouse. Oh God, help us to be more concerned with you as our husbandman, with you as the vine dresser, with you, knowing that you will bring the spouse at the right time. But in the meantime, you're preparing us to receive the spouse, to receive the house, to receive the increase. You're preparing us. And the idol sometimes takes your place. The voice of the idol is so loud. It says, hurry, strive, strive, compete, compete, slander this one, put them down. Let me, oh Jesus, would you forgive us? Would you forgive us, oh God, for every way, every time that we put an idol in your place, serving at the altar of convenience? Oh, it's not convenient for me to go to church. The services are too long. The music is too loud. I have to work on Sundays. And I know some people legitimately have to work on Sundays, but they're not there on Wednesdays either. They're not there on Friday nights. They're not there at the Bible study. They're not there at the fellowship. They're not there for the Christmas party. They're not there for the outreach. They're not there for the evangelism. They're not there for the prayer meeting. They're not there. 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 Oh, Father, help all those who are in business. You prospered them. You prospered them. You increased them. You answered their prayers. You opened opportunity. You gave them the promotion, but then they put that in your place. You blessed them so good, they don't think they need you anymore. You blessed them so good, they don't darken the doors of the church anymore. You blessed them so good, they don't make time for you anymore. God, bring them to repentance by your kindness before the enemy comes in and steals and kills and destroys that which you have given them. Oh, help them, God, in the name of Jesus. Jesus, help us to keep you first place in our lives, to kick the idols to the curb where they belong. We don't want to serve an idol. We don't want to serve at the altar of convenience. We don't want to serve. We don't want to serve. We don't want to serve the enemy's plans. We don't want to serve ourselves. We've not been called to serve ourselves. That's not our reality. That's not what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to serve you, everything as unto you. So help us get these idols out of our lives, oh God. Oh, help us not to point to our neighbors in this moment and say, oh yeah, I see their idol. No, help us see our idol. Maybe it's our kids. They take up all our time, an unnatural amount of time. We can't make time for you because the kids are our idols. We want to please them. We want them to be straight A students. We want them to be star of the soccer club. We invest more time in the kids than we invest in you. And you told us in your word that if we put mother or father above you, we're not worthy of you. Anything we put above you makes us unworthy of you, unworthy of your sacrifice. Help us, Lord, to stop putting everything else before you. Oh, but you don't understand. I'm in a lawsuit. Uh-huh. God is your lawyer. Spend time with him. Oh, but you don't understand. I'm busy at work. Yes, and God is your provider. Spend time with him. Come on, I'm talking to myself. We're all in this together. I'm not reprimanding you. I'm calling us to a deeper level with God. Don't take it the wrong way. Don't take it like I'm chastising you. We're coming to a place of repentance that's going to birth great breakthrough in our lives. Oh, but you don't understand. My body is sick. Yes, you need to spend time with the great physician. Oh, but you don't understand. My marriage is in trouble. Yes, and you need to spend time with the reconciler. Oh, but you don't understand. But you don't understand. I need that money to pay my bills. Yes, and you need your God for eternity, for eternal security, for salvation. Would you help us, Lord? Help us, Lord. Help us to put you first, to seek you when you can be found, to seek you early so we can find you. Oh God, help us. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything else will be added to you. The spouse, the house, the promotion, the money, the peace, the joy, the love. Help us to stop striving in our own strength. Help us to stop putting our hand to the wrong plow. Help us to stop pressing in to the wrong relationships. Help us, help us, help us, help us. Help us, Lord. We need your help. You are the Most High God, the one true God. Come on, this is preparing a pathway to blessing. I know some of you got offended and left. You don't hear me because you're not here anymore, because you don't like to be confronted with the word of God, because you're not sold out enough to his word to receive correction. Scripture says that when he corrects us, it's because he loves us. Some of us need a course correction. We've set our lives on fire with our tongue, which was set on fire from hell. We've set our hearts on wrong things and wonder why the bad things keep happening instead of the blessings. We have breakdowns, breakups instead of breakthroughs. We can't keep going like this. So help us, Lord. There's no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who walk according to the Spirit and not according to the flesh. We want to live the high life. We want to live a life that glorifies you. We want to live a life that pleases you. We want to live a life that makes other people jealous for the Son of God in their life, the unbelievers. Help us, Lord. We give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise for the course correction, because we know there's a blessing on the other side of the discipline. There's a reward on the other side of submission. There's a breakthrough on the other side of the breaking. Jesus, help us today. We give you honor. We glorify your name. In Jesus' name, we cast down our idols. In Jesus' name, we go forth in the spirit of truth. In Jesus' name, help us, Lord, to stay the course, to walk the narrow path. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Come on, God is good. We're not done praying yet. Ooh, I don't know what got into me. It must have been the Holy Spirit. A call to repentance, a call to cast down the idols, a call to reevaluate, examine ourselves. Paul said, examine yourself to see if you are still in the faith. Paul said, if we judge ourselves, we wouldn't have to be judged. That's what Paul said, inspired by the Holy Spirit. So help us, Lord, in Jesus' name. Come on. Come on. Share this quickly, guys. Share it on your timelines. Clubhouse, I see you. We might retire Clubhouse. Clubhouse doesn't share. I don't know why. We might retire Clubhouse. TikTok, share this. Instagram, YouTube, LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter. Share this quickly. Jesus. We lost about 300 people who didn't feel that they needed to perhaps examine themselves. Always a sad reality when we're so proud that we think that a word can't possibly ever apply to us. Oh, Jesus. Let me get a sip of coffee. We're going to go higher. I sense it in my spirit that for many who are sold out, laid down lovers on fire, ready, willing and able, out of the blue blessings are about to manifest. And you know me, I'm not a kind of prophet that just says, I'm not a bless me only prophet. You know this. I just led you through repentance for your idols, our idols. We just entered repentance together. I'm not a bless me only prophet. That's not how I roll. I bless. But there are some prophets, that's all they ever say. Oh, there's a blessing coming down the street next week. $1,000 windfall in your bank by this week. None of that ever happens because it wasn't from God. But I'm telling you, I'm discerning there's out of the blue blessings. I've never heard that before anywhere else. I've heard the phrase out of the blue, but I've never heard anybody talk about out of the blue blessings. Maybe you have, I have not. But I sense it very strongly. Out of the blue blessings. What is an out of the blue blessing? Well, it's something that's surprising. Surprise, surprise, surprise. Out of the blue, something that happens suddenly. It's unanticipated. You couldn't have scripted it. You couldn't have imagined it. You weren't expecting it. You weren't anticipating it. If somebody had told you this out of the blue blessing is going to come, you might not even have believed it. You might not have been prepared for it. It's a surprise. It's unplanned, unforeseen. And I want to build your faith here. Before we pray, would that be all right? Remember when Mary was visited by the angel Gabriel with a message. He said, you're going to bear the Son of God. You're going to birth the Son of God. You're going to become pregnant. And you're going to deliver the Savior of the world. That was an out of the blue blessing. It happened. There's no world in which she ever expected that. Come on, I'm trying to articulate the magnitude of the surprise element in the blessings that many of you are going to receive. Now, you remember when I prophesied about sudden bonuses last year, and all of a sudden, like hundreds of people started reporting sudden bonuses? I don't just wag my tongue here. I'm not flapping my jaws. I'm telling you, I'm impressed by the Spirit for out of the blue blessings. Remember when the disciples were in the upper room in the book of Acts, Acts chapter 2, and they were praying, and suddenly, here comes the sound of a mighty rushing wind, and tongues of cloven fire rested upon each of them. They did not expect that. They were waiting for the promise of the Holy Spirit, but they had no paradigm. They had no grid for what that looked like. They certainly were not expecting to have a wind of God blow through, fire fall down, and to start speaking in new tongues, and for the church to add 3,000 people, 3,000 men, which means probably more like 5,000, 6,000, 7,000 people in one day. They were not, that was an out of the blue blessing. Out of the blue blessings are often huge blessings. Listen, remember Elijah, remember the widow with the son, and Elijah came across her and he said, go get me a cup of water. And she was going to get the cup of water. And he said, oh, make me a little cake too. And she said, no, I've only got enough for me and my son. We're going to eat this and die. This woman was expecting to die. This woman was expecting to starve to death. This woman was expecting that she and her son would not survive the famine. And what happened? And out of the blue, blessing came. Elijah blessed her, and the cruse of oil and the flour, it did not run dry. That was an out of the blue blessing, an out of the blue blessing. Remember when Jesus was walking down the street and there was a funeral procession, and there was a widow who had lost her husband, and her son then died right after that. And so now she's lost her husband. She's lost her son. She's destitute. And here comes Jesus. Jesus didn't even lay hands on the boy. He just laid hands on the coffin. He didn't even lay hands on the boy. He laid hands on the coffin. And the boy came back to life, and Jesus gave the son back to the mother. I could go on and on and on. There are out of the blue blessings, and I need you to put your faith on it. Listen, you don't receive but by faith. Now, that doesn't mean you're believing for a specific out of the blue blessing. It just means you're believing that God can bring out of the blue blessings and that he wants to bring out of the blue blessings. Okay, I'm not talking about, you know, it could be something you believe, it could be something you've been believing for a long time. It could be something you've been believing for and you forgot about it. You set it on a shelf because you didn't think it was going to happen. For example, I thought when I went to London in March 2020 and I felt a grieving of the Spirit, I didn't think I'd ever get to go back there again. I didn't know what was happening. I thought that was the last time I'd see it. Guess what? Out of the blue, blessing just came. And now I'm going back. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, you are the God of blessing. You are the God who blesses us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. We know, according to James 1:7, that every good gift and every perfect gift is from above. It comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change. I thank you, Lord, that you bless us and keep us, make your face to shine upon us and be gracious to us in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, that we will stand and withstand on the word that you have given us, that you will bless us going in and bless us coming out, that blessings chase us down and overtakes us. Oh, we know that blessed is the man who takes refuge in you. So we do. We take refuge in you, and we believe that you are a good God. We believe that you are a God who brings out of the blue blessings. We believe that you are the Most High God, that you will pour out a blessing and that we can't even contain. We believe that you have the blessings prepared for us, stored up for us, and what the enemy meant for evil, you're turning it around for good. We know that blessed is the man who remains steadfast under trial, for when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life. I thank you, Lord, there's a blessing of the Lord that makes us rich, and you add no sorrow to it. I thank you, Lord, that we're blessed in persecution. We're blessed in the midst of a storm. We're blessed in the midst of the trial, that you will bless us and make our name great so that we will be a blessing to many. I thank you. Blessed is he whose help is the God of Jacob and whose hope is in the Lord. And so, Father, we say yes to your out of the blue blessings. Lord, help us to stir ourselves up in our most holy faith. If we can see it, we can have it. We'll have whatever we say. So we say out of the blue blessings, come in the name of Jesus. Out of the blue blessings, we welcome you in the name of Jesus. Out of the blue blessings, we call you forth in the name of Jesus. We break and bind every obstacle to out of the blue blessings in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare that no weapon formed against the manifestation of our out of the blue blessings shall prosper, but you will have your way in our lives. These out of the blue blessings are going to be beyond what we could have thought, seen, imagined, what we could even have prayed about. You are the God who knows how to bless us abundantly, exceedingly, abundantly, exceedingly, abundantly, exceedingly, out of the blue blessings. We call them forth. We stand on the word. We will not walk in the counsel of the wicked. We will not let our friends talk us out of the blue blessings, but we will trust in you, because blessed is he who trusts in the Lord. Blessed are those who have seen, not seen, and yet have believed. We thank you, Lord, for your out of the blue blessings. We know that you bless us every day in so many ways, but we're expecting something big. We're expecting something unexpected. We're expecting the surprise blessing. Instead of the surprise attack, we're expecting the surprise blessing. We've had enough surprise attacks. We're ready for the surprise blessings out of the blue, overflowing in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Come on. How many of you can believe this today? I'm believing it. I'm believing it. I've already seen this begin to manifest in my life. I've already seen the first fruits of this in my life. I've tested this word in my life. I've seen it begin to trickle in my life, but I want more, because I want to bless people. The more blessed I am, the more I can bless you. The more blessed you are, the more you can bless somebody else. Listen, we need to understand that the trials of life don't last forever. The blessing comes at the end of the trial. Sometimes blessings come in the midst of the trial. There is a blessing in the storm. But when we get out to the other side, when we get out of that fiery furnace, when we get out of that lion's den, when we get out of that difficult season, there's a blessing. It's called we're more refined. We have more endurance. We are more perfected. We are more perfected. We become perfect in our faith because we went through the trial. It perfects us, according to James. So, Father, help us to keep our eyes open for the out of the blue blessings in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, this will be a good day for some of you to sow. If you've been on this broadcast for a while and you're not usually sowing anything, today would be a good day to sow, to sow a seed, to mark this day. This is the out of the blue blessing day. This was the pronouncement. This was the prophetic declaration, the prophetic announcement. Gabriel came with a prophetic announcement to Mary and said, you're going to carry the Son of God. Elijah came with a prophetic announcement to the widow and said that, and announced that it went, and they walked in blessing until the famine was over. I'm telling you, there's a prophetic announcement happening right now. I'm announcing it. If you feel led, if this is bearing witness with your spirit, consider sowing a seed today. If not, don't worry about it. Be always led by the Holy Spirit. Your out of the blue blessing is not dependent on sowing a seed. But the Lord put it to me this way a couple of weeks ago. He said, sometimes your seed, listen very carefully. If you're listening, say amen. This is very important for you to hear. This is what the Holy Spirit said to me a couple of weeks ago. Your seed can serve as a midwife to birth your blessing. I'm going to say that one more time. Your seed can serve as a midwife to birth your blessing. I'm going to say that one more time. Your seed can serve as a midwife to birth your blessing. Come on, isn't that good? Guys, if you want to sow today, you can do that at jenniferleclaire.org/donate. You can use the Cash App. Cash App is $ prophetic books. You can use $ prophetic books. You can use the text to give. Text the word give to 754-701-2161. Text the word give to 754-701-2161. I got something else to tell you here in a minute, so hold on. PayPal, paypal.me/Jennifer LeClaire, paypal.me/Jennifer LeClaire. Venmo. Venmo is at Jennifer LeClaire. Venmo is at Jennifer LeClaire. Zelle is info at Jennifer LeClaire. Zelle is info at Jennifer LeClaire. You can use the P.O. Box. P.O. Box 30563, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33303. Amen. P.O. Box 30563, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33303. You could use the Facebook stars or the YouTube stickers. And I'm believing you can't buy a breakthrough. You can't buy a blessing. It's impossible. Sometimes when our faith is stirred over a word, it's a good time to sow and say, Lord, I'm believing for that. I'm sowing into that. Amen. God told Jacob to go into a land far away from his home, and he sowed in a land of famine. He sowed in the place God told him to go, and he saw a 100-fold increase in the same year. Amazing to me how God teaches us through the word of God. Amen. God is good. Remember, we're having the Awakening Prayer Hub's interest. Zoom tomorrow. If you're an existing Awakening Prayer Hub leader, this is not for you, but I'm really hoping that you helped me to share that among I'm hoping that you helped me to share that. Why is this not opening up on your timelines? Like I asked you to, I didn't see many of you doing that, which is a little bit disappointing, but we're going to have a lot of people there anyway. We're really riding the wind here. You know, Awakening Prayer Hubs launched about six years ago. Lou Engle, Mike Bickle, Cindy Jacobs, Bishop Bill Hammond, so many others, Patricia King, standing with us as we contend a raising up for souls, awakening, and revival in various cities. We like to have boots on the ground. We're in 70 nations now. And some of you, you've been sitting on the fence of this for a while. The requirement is to pray 1 hour a month for your city. And I just feel, I don't mean to be obnoxious, but if we can't pray 1 hour a month for our city, then, you know, we shouldn't be surprised when the enemy comes in and with mass shootings and all sorts of violence and other issues. We shouldn't be surprised, right? We shouldn't be surprised. So some of you just need to get on over there and sign up. Where are you guys at? What nations are you in? If you're outside the U.S., drop what nation you're in. And I'll tell you if we have an Awakening Prayer Hub there, awakeningprayerhubs.com. I'm just interested how many people on this broadcast are not in this nation. I see CJ in Arizona. I have a vision to see Awakening Prayer Hubs. Why? Because people in Ohio just died because of legally purchased guns. These weren't bootleg guns. Somebody in Ohio just died. What if that was, God forbid, someone that you knew? People in California last month, they had several mass shootings. What if that was your friend or your family? We would have wished we had prayed. We would have wished that we had put up walls around our city in prayer. Austria, South Africa, Bangalore, India, Canada, United Kingdom, South Africa, Denmark, India, Sweden, Germany. Canada, amen. Philippines, Guyana, South America, Kentucky, Canada, a lot of Canadians, Puerto Rico, Uganda. Look at that. I mean, just think about it. It just breaks my heart. And you know, prayer doesn't always push back all manner of darkness. But I believe it works. Mexico. Yeah, 14-year-old committed suicide over being bullied. You know, I mean, what if we had people on the walls in our cities that could shut some of these things down and praying God's blessing? It's not all about shutting out the enemy. It's praying in God's blessing. What is the heritage of that land? What does God want to do? Bolivia, Denmark, Canada, Uganda, Ontario, South Africa. We have Awakening Prayer Hubs all over the world, 70 nations. Some of you, please get on over there and sign up. If you're in a developing nation, You can perhaps get a sponsorship. And guys, those of you who are like, well, I don't want to lead a prayer hub, I don't have time for that. We need sponsors, man. We need sponsors. We have people waiting for sponsorships. Amen. So check it out, guys, awakeningprayerhubs.com. Join the movement. We need your voice. Yeah, Michigan State University shooting again. I mean, you know, we need to be a people who take God's word seriously. God said in his word, I looked for a man to stand in the gap, but I couldn't find one. And then disaster struck the land. You might be the only righteous person in your city praying like Lot. You might be the only one who's serious enough to pray and make intercession. You're probably not the only one, but you might be, depending on where your city is. Guatemala, God bless you. Jesus. I mean, look at these, you know, poor kids that were, you know, killed by that crazy person. All those, I forgot the name of the city, Uvalde, Texas. All those little children. It's devastating, man. It's devastating. But see, here's the thing. It's not as devastating when it's not your friends and family. And what I'm concerned about is this spirit of violence that Cindy Jacobs prophesied about is just going to continue to run roughshod over the earth until somebody stands in the gap. You know? Maybe I'm just talking to myself. I don't know. Maybe I'm just oversensitive to people being killed. I don't know. Does anybody else feel that but me? Is it just me? Because it breaks my heart. It just really does. But until it touches our lives, many times we just, oh, that's terrible that happened. But when it's your babies, when it's your parents, when it's your friend, believe me, I don't want to wait till that happens. I think sometimes we get too focused on politics and not focused enough on people. Amen. Check it out. AwakeningPrayerHubs.com. AwakeningPrayerHubs. Stupid. The keyboard doesn't want to work. It's acting stupid. Like it doesn't know how to take a prompt. AwakeningPrayerHubs.com. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Amen, amen, amen. You guys are the best people in the whole world. You're the most anointed, best looking, most compassionate people in the whole world. Amen. I love you guys so much. So grateful to pray with you every day. It's really one of the best parts of my day. I love it, love it, love it. We had like a rash of disrespect on the broadcast last week. Disrespect toward each other, disrespect toward me. It wasn't any of you. It was just people coming in just to distract. That's why we always put the comment up in the morning. Don't engage with the people that are just seeking to distract. Amen. We have our healing school tomorrow here in South Florida. Our healing school is tomorrow. Hello, Jill Rayburn. God bless you. It's church on Sunday. If you're in South Florida, Awakening House of Prayer. We have three different messages every Sunday. Remember, today's broadcast brought to you by the Elijah Company. Intense training. And you're going to go over there to globalpropheticcenter.com. Check that out. We got flooded yesterday. I've never seen so many new people. So there's probably going to be a lot of new people there. Guys, if you came to an Elijah company in the past, I sent you an email 2 weeks ago saying, look, sign up quickly. Because if all of you who came in the past came again, we'd be full immediately. And a lot of you are not yet signed up. So I'm just giving you a friendly, courtesy heads up that you might not be able to get in if you wait too much longer. Because we got so many people. It was crazy yesterday. It was like a flood. And most of these people, I don't know who they are, but they're a lot of these people, not all, some people who applied will not get in because I could tell that, you know, they're in some kind of strange religion. And it's like, okay, yeah. Other religions believe in prophets too, apparently. Some of you need to get a sense of humor. It's always helpful. Amen. It's always helpful. Hello, Luz. I know. Well, I understand. I understand. Annette, you signed up? Yeah, I saw that you guys signed up because I review all those things myself because I want to avoid the incident we had at the Intercession Invitational. The guy that wrote the nasty letter, he said that I forbid anyone from getting up to go to the bathroom and that I held you guys until 12:45 to eat lunch. Well, the event didn't start till 10 o'clock. So I didn't forbid anyone from going to the bathroom. That was very strange. Amen. Anybody can get up, go to the bathroom. You can stay in the bathroom the whole time if you want. You can go to the bathroom as many times as you want to. But that was the skewed perspective of that's what happens when offense comes in. Amen. It really made me laugh. You held us hostage and refused to allow us to go to the bathroom. I said, yeah, the bathroom's right there, bro. Like everybody else was getting up and going to the bathroom. It really made me laugh. I was super polite. Yeah. But you can't tolerate all that stuff. But yeah, he said, we held them hostage and refused to let them go to the bathroom or eat. We broke for lunch at 12:45. The event started at 10. Dear God. So I'm trying to avoid having those kinds of people again. I don't know how they got in last time. They probably just manifested in it. What happens is the anointing is so strong in these meetings. We had one guy come last October, and he's a good guy. We, you know, always polite, always nice. Seriously. And he began literally to manifest in his chair to the point that he got he wasn't upset or angry or anything. He wasn't offended. He just began to manifest, and he didn't know what was happening, I guess, and he left because the anointing is so strong in these meetings. So, you know, we've had many people manifest in these meetings. And you know what you do? You get delivered. That's prime time, man. He could begin to manifest. How is he manifesting? Like shaking, twitching, grunting. We had somebody else at the Intercessors Invitational that was manifesting. And they stuck it out. They stayed. You know, they're getting free, man. The anointing is so strong. But some people have never been in a church that had an anointing or much of an anointing. You know, it's a dead dumb church where they sing, you know, the service is 45 minutes, including, you know, worship, the message and the offering and the announcements. And so there's not much room. You got to build up sometimes, you know, to all that. So that's why. And doesn't offend us if you manifest. Cameroon, we need an awakening prayer hub in Cameroon. Go over there and sign up for a sponsorship in Cameroon, would you please? AwakeningPrayerHubs.com. Sign up for a sponsorship. Rev Lisa is prepared. She's believing for the out of the blue blessings. Amen. God is good, guys. I'm getting ready to go to Kentucky next week. And so I'm going to head off here and I'll be reporting from Kentucky next week for you. Love you so much. Share this with somebody before you get off. Make sure you're following me on YouTube, youtube.com/ Jennifer LeClaire Ministries, and I'll see you on the other side. Blessings.